Just pray, Lord, that the spirit of distraction would be exposed in us right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that we would just give that distraction over to you, that we would focus on your eyes, that we would focus on your face. Oh, that right now, any distraction that is coming into our minds, any distractions coming into our heart from focusing and looking to you. Oh, oh. We thank you, Spirit of God, that you are here. Oh, and then you just sweep it away. That you just sweep it away, that we would fall into your arms of love. Oh, God. Oh, God, if that's you, just lift your hand and just release that distraction to him. Just release it to heaven. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Oh, cast those cares. Cast those distractions. Just lift them up to the Lord right now and focus on him. Focus on his love. Focus on his face. Thank you, Lord God, that you just wipe it away, that you just lift our cares, that you just from us, God. That you just lift it, God. That you just lift it, God. Oh, that you just take those burdens now. That you just take those burdens in the center of your heart, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that we would just sink into you, God, now. Oh, that we would just be wrapped up, that we'd be caught up with you, God, now. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just lift him up to you, God. We just lift him up to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Take all the cares. Take all the worries. We let them go. We let them go in your presence, God. We let them go now. No, and we just fall into your arms of love, the lover of our souls, God. No, we just look into your beautiful face. We just look into your beautiful face, and we just receive the kisses from heaven right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Oh, thank you, lover, lover, lover of our souls, Lord. Oh,
awesome. Anointed. Now we can see how it is that so many lives are impacted overseas because this, because of things like this that the Lord gives us to be able to communicate with spirit to spirit. Did you catch that? That communication, that flow? I could tell that because you guys were all responding at the right times. And nobody had to say anything. So spirit to spirit, there's that communication. I'm going to actually release the kids to their classes. And yes. Well, as you might have noticed, our wonderful pastors are not here today. So you get stuck with me again. I do have a message from them for you, but let me get my stuff here. Okay. Let me grab it so I don't butcher their message to you. Well, obviously that they love you very much. That they were... they're thinking about you and praying for you. Pastor Bill has a fever this morning, so Pastor Mary Pat is staying home with him to help him, to take care of him. She is good. She does not have a fever. She is needing a little bit more strength in her body, so they're just asking for prayer this morning. Pastor Bill says they are seeking advice in the middle of the battle, But that they are moving forward. He wanted to remind you of the message that he gave here last week very powerfully about God's report. And that's where they're standing. That's where they're abiding and dwelling and waiting for the manifestation of that report to come and invade his body. So they are asking that we would join as a body and continue to soak them and cover them in prayer. That to not allow any kind of fear to rise up within us, because what they need right now is an ocean of faith. And when he spoke that out, I almost hit the deck, because I really believe that as we continue to link arms in faith, and not allowing any thoughts of fear to rise up, but what about this? What about Bob? That doesn't matter. That there's an ocean of faith that is going to impact this situation. So their hearts are encouraged, and they hope you are encouraged this morning, and we will all await in faith that awesome report of total and complete breakthrough for them. Amen? Amen. Well, in case you hadn't noticed, this morning there's just a charge in my spirit. There is a battle cry. There is a holy. There's just a message that I know it's the Lord, because I didn't know I was going to be sharing. But the Lord is so good and ready to move, ready to speak. I really believe that the Lord spent some time showering us with his love, reminding us of his goodness and of his grace, reminding us of who he is, the loving Father. Earlier in worship, thanks Teresa, earlier in worship, because he was reminding us of his goodness and who he is, so that we may be able to filter and capture the message of today, understanding that it's from a good God. Understanding that it is we have a good God that wants us to go further and advance quicker. He wants to take us higher and deeper. And I really believe that today, once again, that the Lord wants to perhaps do some rewiring in our hearts. But just as we saw in the drama, the one, there was many things going on. The first part of it is obviously a depiction in a picture of perhaps what all of our lives were at one point, whether it was giving in to greed or power or seduction or X, Y, and Z, whatever it was that we were giving into, that's part of the one at the beginning. And then obviously Jesus shows up, takes care of the sin problem, takes care of the voices in our head, and brings us into salvation, into that place of freedom, into that place of deliverance. And at the end of it, if you noticed that the main guy went, is this going to keep cutting out, or should we do something? Oh, okay. Okay. Towards the end of the drama, you could see that the guy that came into salvation, that came to know Jesus, they went back. He along with Jesus went back and started bringing the people that had been part of the destruction and called them in, helped them come into the kingdom of God. And that I didn't even really connect all of this until I was watching it. But that's really what I want to talk about today, is being a builder of the kingdom. That God has called us to be a builder. That God has called us to be creators and advancers, facilitators of his kingdom on this earth, in every situation and in every relationship. So as I went before the Lord and said, okay, am I builder, Bob the builder? What kind of builder? What's going on here? Let me back up a little bit. So at the beginning of the drama, the kingdom of God was being built. Yes? There were situations, circumstances, but the kingdom of God was being built. So there was a foundation already set for us. There's this is representing the kingdom of God for today. So that there's been a building and there's been an establishing of the kingdom of God. And if he's called us to be builders, if he's called us to be facilitators, carriers of his kingdom, what is our role in that? And so a few things that came to my heart, and again, I a little scattered, but God is good, and there's a message here that is going to go forth in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Well, I'm just going to jump into this, and I hope that my passion and my conviction, it doesn't turn you off, but draws you into the presence of the Lord. Because when the Lord spoke this message to me, it was one of conviction that shook the core of who I am. And today I really believe that the Lord wants to bring that in this place. And again, from a place of goodness, in a place from a father saying, come, come, my child, come, come. I am a good daddy who wants to bring this word to you, to allow you to check yourself. To check yourself and see on which side it is that you are on. So if the Lord has called us to be builders, if the Lord has called us to be facilitators, has called us to be carriers of his goodness, what does that look like? What does that mean? As my papers fly over here. What does that mean? Lord, what are you saying? You know, he's called us to be the aroma of Christ. Every time that we are the aroma of Christ, we help build the kingdom of God. We help advance. Every time that somebody can smell the goodness of God on us, it brings forth an advancement in the kingdom. The Bible says that we are also called into the ministry of reconciliation. I believe that it's in 2 Corinthians where it talks about 2 Corinthians 5:8, that we are called to be ministers of reconciliation, into the ministry of reconciliation. Lord, what does that mean? What does that look like? Obviously, the ultimate picture being us reconciling people to the heart of the Father, that it should also spill into your relationships and into your every situation or circumstance. The Lord asked, are you a minister of reconciliation, Cynthia, in the place that I have put you? So my question to you is, are you a minister of reconciliation in your families, in your workplaces, in the church body that you are in? Are you helping advance the kingdom of God by being ministers, by operating in that ministry of reconciliation? And as we do that, we continue to build. We continue to advance the kingdom of God. Do we operate in a heart of restoration? Every time that we seek to restore broken relationships, restore ourselves into the fullness of God, as we seek out to be those who restore, we advance the kingdom. We are builders. We build and we advance. We talked about, the last time I talked, a couple Sundays ago, I believe, about being good and seeing the good in others, about how we have a good God. And every time that we do that, we are being facilitators in advancing the kingdom of God. When we carry life into a situation, when things aren't going so well and there's drama and everything else going on, are we the voice of heaven? In my message, I said something that I threw out there that the Lord kind of built upon is, are we part of the solution? And today I really believe that there is a challenge in the spirit, that there is a charge, that there is a cry of the Father's heart saying, are you part of the solution? We need to be, we must be, we have to be part of the solution in every situation in order for the kingdom of God to continue to advance. Globally, locally, internally, within our very core, if the kingdom of God is not advancing within me, then how can I advance it outside of me? How can I impact those around me if the kingdom of God within is not advancing? builders of the kingdom. We are to build the kingdom. Build, build, build. Construct. Put together. We are called to build. We are called to build, to rebuild, to restore. Let's turn to Romans 14 really quick. I didn't have time to print out my scriptures, but we can look them up, right? Romans 14:19. Let's see what that says. Orabashika. Orabayanda. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to be mutual edifiers. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. If we are builders, our job is to be edifiers. So do we make every effort to lead others into peace, to lead them into a place where they are being rebuilt and restored into the kingdom, being reconciled? Edify. We are called to be edifiers in the kingdom, to lift up, to lift up, to lift up, to lift up. So the question is, am I edifying? Am I being an edifier in the kingdom of God? Again, in every situation, in every circumstance, in my family, in my household, at work, at school, am I being an edifier? Am I being a builder? Am I helping construct the kingdom of God? Am I part of the advancing? Am I part of the solution? We are called to build, to establish, to increase, to strengthen, to construct. Is that evident in your life? Is that evident in my heart and in my life? To restore, to bring back to a state of health, to bring back to soundness. Are we restoring? Are we helping bring back to a state of health broken relationships, broken hearts, all the brokenness that is around us? Are we bringing back, are we part of that, of helping bring back to a state of health and a state of soundness? When there's a sticky situation going on, what side of the room are you on? What side of the room am I on? Reconcile, to bring into agreement, to set in harmony. To bring into harmony, to reconcile. I jump over to Romans 15:1, see what that says. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good and to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and through encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So are we building up our neighbors? Are we building each other up? Are we part of that advancing? Are we part of that taking forward? And yes, I am repeating myself a lot this morning, because I believe that it takes more than one time sometimes for us to be able to catch that, to catch things in the spirit, to be able to allow it to soak and sink in. I also talked about the power that we have received, a spirit of power and a love and a sound mind. So are we operating and responding out of that place of love, out of that place of love, out of that place of a sound mind that is focused on the Lord? So as I had this conversation with the Lord, and thoughts and scripture were flooding through my head. I was like, okay, Lord, I get it. Clear. You have called me to build. You have called me to create. You have called me to bring life, to carry life. I see what you are saying. I get it. I get it. I think I get it. I hope I'm getting this, Lord. I see it. Yes. It is very clear that you have called me to be one who builds and brings life in everything that I do. Not just in church during worship, not just at the office when I'm doing whatever it is that I'm doing, but in everything I am called to bring life and called to build. And I said, Lord, what about the places that I'm not building? What does that mean? If I am not building, Lord, then what does that mean? If we are not building church, then we are destroying. If we are not being part of the answer and the solution, we are being part of the chaos and of the darkness and of lies and of everything else that comes with that. If we are not building, we are destroying. And oh, did conviction set in at that point. Lord, I don't want to be one who brings destruction. I want to be one who builds the kingdom of God everywhere that I go, everywhere that I am, every breath that I take. Holy One, I want to be a builder. I want to be an advancer. And I said, Lord, show me. How is it that I am bringing, and how is it that I am not advancing? What is it that is bringing destruction? Negativity, destroys a piece of the kingdom. When we come to agreement with negativity, we are destroying. We are not building. We are not building, and we're not bringing life. Critical thinking is destructive to ourselves, to the relationship, to the situation, to the body of Christ. Unsubmitted opinions. I said, Lord, I don't even know what that means. Unsubmitted opinions. Opinions. He gave me a really cool definition of that. He said there are opinions that are not submitted to my spirit for purity. Opinions that are not submitted to the Spirit of God for purity. Judgment tears down the kingdom of God. Tears down relationship. Tears down the Spirit of God within you, within me. Assumption. Fear. Fear. Every time we operate in fear, I don't care fear of what, other than the fear of God. We are not building the kingdom of God, and we are not advancing. We are tearing down. Self-gratification. Self-admiration. Being self-absorbed, self-focused. Self-ambition. Self-exalting. All of those things do not help further the kingdom of God. They do not help bring life into every situation. And oh, did that cause me to look in the mirror and take a good look. If we're just fed up, tired with everything that is going on, that has gone around, just allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart, to make things right, to turn it around, to repent where we have not been part of the solution, where we've allowed those different things, and there's many more. Those are just some that came to my heart that cause destruction, that cause the undoing, that cause the non-advancing of the kingdom of God. Is there fruit in what it is that I am doing? Is there fruit in my relationships? Is there fruit in my interactions? Is there good fruit in everything that I do and operate? Is there evidence of love? Is there evidence of joy, of peace, of patience, of kindness and goodness, of faithfulness, of gentleness, and of self-control? And if you take a look at whatever relationship, situation, or circumstance the Lord would highlight in your heart, and these things are not there, we are not being part of the solution, but we are being part of the problem. And that has been the cry of my heart, Lord, I want to be positioned as part of the solution, as part of the kingdom, as part of being one who advances your kingdom. I don't want to be one who destroys, who tears down. In Isaiah 61, if we could all turn there, please. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release them from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined city that they have been devastated for generations. So when I went to this, I was like, Lord, I can see what You are saying. That we have been anointed and called to be builders of the kingdom. And how are we builders of the kingdom? This is an awesome description of it. That we preach the good news to the poor. Are we preaching the good news through our lifestyle? Are we speaking? Are we declaring? Are we being the voice of good news in our homes, with our spouses, with our children, with our roommates, with our siblings, at work, where there's that person that you just can't stand, that boss that is driving you nuts? Are you that voice? Are you that good news that is resounding? Are you living? Are you an embodiment? An embodiment. Are you becoming that good news that is going to bring forth a release of the power of God? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives. Oh, when there is brokenness in front of you, when it is around you, when it is coming on against you, when you feel like you're bound up, when you find somebody that is bound up, are you that one that brings full armor, brings the big guns, and leads them into freedom? Are you the one that stirs yourself up so that you will not be caught and entangled in the schemes of the enemy? Are you that one? Are you building? Are you releasing? Are you carrying freedom? You should be, because you are anointed to do so. And if you believe anything less, that is a lie, intended to take you out and keep you down. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all you mourn. Are you a vessel of comfort to those who are mourning around you? Do you know where to go when you want to mourn? Are you the one proclaiming that this is the year of the Lord's favor? Are we the ones declaring that? Are we the ones living that, stirring that up where we go and where we are and what we do? When somebody comes and says X, Y, and Z is happening, are we the ones that say, oh man, that, wow, yeah, that's really bad, and then this happened, and I can't believe that, and yeah, and you know this and that? Are we the ones that say, I am sorry to hear that that is going on in your life, but this is the year of the favor of the Lord, and we will rise up in that, and I will agree with you for that favor to be manifest, for breakthrough? Are we the ones taking that position? Are we the ones advancing the kingdom of God? Are we the ones being part of the answer and the solution? You should be, because you are anointed and called and set apart for such for those things. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. Church, are we those, that give crowns of beauty instead of ashes? Are we ones who give the oil of gladness instead of mourning? Are we ones that dress people with garments of praise instead of spirits of despair? Are we dressed in garments of praise? That we will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Are we those oaks? Are we helping plant oaks of righteousness for the splendor of our God to be displayed? Are we rebuilding the ruins, ancient ruins? Are we restoring the places long devastated? Are we renewing the ruined cities? Church, because we have the answer. We have the answer that is the Lord. We have the answer. we carry the answer. And the more we fall in love with the Lord, the more we become it. That the Lord is not saying you've been doing it wrong. This is, don't even go there. Don't even go there. The Lord is saying, my child, I am empowering you to be an advancer of the kingdom of God. To be a builder of relationships. To be part of the solution. To be part of the solution. That is what sets us apart. That's what is... That is the key. That is the key. That is the key for revival. That is the key to bring an awakening. That is the key. That is the key to awaken. Awaken, awaken, awaken. When there's sickness and disease, when there is affliction, let us be part of the solution and call down heaven. Let us not be one who operates in fear and opinion. But let us walk in that anointing. Let us walk in that calling. Let us walk in the fullness of that abundant life. Knowing that we have a good God whose good report we believe. And that I will get myself out of the way to accomplish that. You know, we sing that song. Oh, Jesus. Who fight for the heart of your king. How do we fight for the heart of our king? By being builders. By being advancers. By being edifiers. By being ministers of reconciliation and restoration. By always declaring the good report of the Lord. And not in a denial kind of weird way where everything's falling apart and you're in this little bubble like, oh, everything's good and la 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 la. It's taking a good look and seeing the seriousness of that thing and realizing that there is so much more to it than that which we can see. And with that same seriousness, looking over here and realizing there is a big God, a good God, who is either true or not, who either the cross, what he did on the cross is true or not. And it is, and it is, and it is. So therefore, this invades that. That cannot compare to this. This is under my feet. This is exalted on high. And when I come into agreement with this, I will go down quickly. And yes, there will be no evidence of goodness floating in there because I've agreed with darkness through negativity, through being pessimistic, through unsubmitted opinions, through self. Sorry if I'm leaking everywhere. Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you for your sweet presence. In building, builders and advancers always come into agreement with good, always come into agreement with the report of the Lord. And if you don't know what those reports are, you need to get into the Word so that you know and you're not confused inside, so the enemy can't wiggle himself in there, so that you know the whole truth and nothing but the truth. To edify, word that I've heard before many times. But in season and in time, are we edifiers? How do I edify, Lord, in this situation? How do I edify in this situation? How can I be an uplifter of the person around me, in front of me, behind me, beside me? Where within in my own self, I just want to reach over and slap. Where in my own self, I want to be done with this. Oh Lord, how can I build and edify in this moment? Yes, Lord. What about? You know that the Lord in His goodness, it's almost, not almost, it's, the Lord is moving. The Lord is going forward. And His kingdom will advance. His kingdom will go forward. Because He is big, because that's His will, and that's how it is. But it's an invitation for you to be part of that. I might be getting close. It might feel like I am getting in your face, and it's because I am. Who? Who, if at home there's a crazy situation, or you feel like, you know, everything's bottoms up, oh, the safest place is to position yourself to be a builder and an edifier in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm. To be like Jesus and command those winds to stop, for the waves to stop, and not to be one who agrees with the, oh my gosh, there's a storm and we're gonna go under. as forerunners, as leaders, as those who want to be in the front lines, my church, we have to be the ones that rise above and break ground. Oh, you want to be on the crazy supernatural side of things. You want to be used and experience every miracle under heaven, or every miracle that heaven gives. Then there's that cost to pay of letting and allowing, oh, repentance and cleansing to come in, so that we can be builders, so we can be advancers and facilitators of that which God has given us and entrusted us with. You know, sometimes when I'm speaking with someone, or someone comes to me for prayer, or with a problem, an issue, a situation, whatever, the tendency is for me to feel like I have to fix this. I have to fix this. They're coming to me with this issue and I have to fix it. And that's why sometimes we shy away from getting close to people, problems, issues, because if that comes my way, I have to fix it. I don't want that responsibility. I don't want that pressure. So we just like, okay, you're okay, I'm okay. Okay, bye. But when we position ourselves as builders and edifiers, your only responsibility is to edify, is to lift them up. You don't have to solve anything. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to solve the problem. That's God's job. You're called to be edifiers, to lift them up. If they're sorrow, you speak joy. If they're weak, you speak strength. If they need a comfort, you speak comfort. If they need healing, then you give healing. You speak healing. So allow the Lord to nudge you in those relationships that we've been avoiding because it's hard and it's scary and it's... Oh. And you can build, you know, steps at it, brick at a time, steps at a time. But if we're not building church, we are on the opposite side. We are tearing down. Well, can I just be in the middle and it? I'm not doing that, but I'm not here. Come on, Cynthia, there has to be somewhere in the middle. That's so extreme. If I'm not building, I am destroying. That's really harsh, and that's a bit extreme in my opinion. Yeah. Is that opinion submitted to the Spirit of God for purity and for truth? Jesus died on the cross and he rose again. He didn't do it halfway. We are either hot or cold. Or else what happens? So looking at that, if I am not building, then I'm destroying. If I'm not part of the answer, I'm part of the problem. If I'm not on, I'm off. But that's where the hand of love and of grace comes in. To say, it's okay. It's okay, I got your back. I got this. But I need you to be aware so that you can invite me into that place, so that you can be positioned in the place that's going to bring victory, that's going to bring that abundant life. I used to be very scared of the word repentance. I grew up in church. I literally was in church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Tuesday evening, Thursday evening, and sometimes Saturday. So I grew up with all the, you know, church lingo and repentance and this and that and everything. And the word repentance used to scare me, because I felt that if I had to repent, I had been bad and there was something wrong with me. And shame and condemnation would begin to settle in, because I felt like I had been a disappointment. I felt that word, every time I heard that word, that's what it made me feel like. Until I came into understanding and a revelation that is not what repent is intended to be. Repent is a recognizing that I've been off and now I want to be on. So I'm here, Lord. And I need you to help me get from A to B. That it is actually a good thing, an awesome thing, a key that brings continual freedom, a key that helps in advancing the kingdom within us. Quick to repent. Oh, quick to repent. Quick to repent. Oh, and every time it's like a lunging forward, it's a thrusting forward into the heart of the Father. But so many times we're scared of that word. We're scared of putting ourselves in that place of, I think I did something wrong, but I don't know what to do with it. Because my heart is good, I really want to be good. And yes, the Lord knows that and he sees that. That's why it's a simple, I know, sweetie. Like when Joseph smacks Isabella, and I look at him, and I can see in his eyes, I'm so sorry, mommy, I didn't know. I know you didn't know, sweetie. It's okay, but we're not going to do that again, because that causes hurt. That causes pain. And that is what the Lord is saying. I see that, sweetie. I see that. I know. It's okay, but we're not going to do that anymore, because that brings hurt and pain and destruction to the bigger picture of the kingdom of God. And that is all Daddy is saying this morning. That is all he is saying. That is all he is saying. That is all he is saying, beloved. That is all he is saying. It's okay. I know. But we're not going to do that again. Yes, Lord. Repentance is staying continually on that altar. Oh, where the Lord can continually examine our hearts and our motives. So I believe that I've been responsible to share. And I'm going to get out of the way so Holy Spirit can come and do what he wants to do. Oh, so it's you and the Lord right now. Oh, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you for the arms of love that surround us right now, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for revelation and truth to set in our hearts. That we are anointed, that we are called by you to be builders, advancers, facilitators of your kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, that we just welcome you, Father, to bring your presence, Lord, that brings revelation and insight. We thank you, Lord, that you would be the one to show us, Father, if there's any area of repentance in our hearts. And I thank you, Holy One. I thank you, Father, that we are empowered, Father. That now that we are empowered even more today, Holy One, to be builders, Lord. This isn't a call to look backwards at everything that we haven't done right, church. This is a call to look forward and upward. Father, so I just thank you, Lord, that if there's any condemnation setting in this place, Lord, I just break that off because that is not your heart. And I thank you, Lord, that your sweet presence, Lord, that brings holy, righteous conviction would replace that, Father. Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for every area where we have been builders, where we've been building and building, Father, a blessing, Lord, over that for acceleration, increase, and multiplication, Father. In the areas, Lord, where we haven't been part of the building, where we haven't been part of the answer, Holy One, we're asking you to come and invade. We're asking for your love and your grace to come in. The Lord's bringing something to remember my mind, so I'm going to go there. Quickly. Actually, while I'm sharing this, if somebody can grab Jamie, I'm going to have her come up. And then if somebody can help Christy if she needs help, I'm going to have Jamie and Christy come up and sing the song, Fighting for the Heart of the King. I don't know the name of the song, but Mike, if you can help them out. Well, as they're getting ready with that song, something that the Lord is bringing to my heart right now, like I said, I'm just going to share this, and wherever it falls, I just thank you, Lord, that it will minister and uplift somebody, Father God. Oh. Oh, shut up, Akanda. That. Well, I've been on a journey with the Lord of knowing, learning, growing in, maturing, and how to guard my heart from negativity, from critical thinking. In my family line, there's a lot of that flows from the top down to the youngest. And growing up around that all the, it was really easy for me to, you know, call out, speak out, recognize the negative and the. And some of you know me, so you know that I'm not perfect in that area. Oh, but I know that the Lord has had me on a path of guarding my heart and being aware of that. Because it is so because it ushers in. And so if that is something that has been bothering you, if that's something that you struggle with, if you can see that in your heart, in your mind, if that is just something, I believe that the Lord really wants to be freedom tonight of that. With negativity and critical thinking and unsubmitted opinions, that opens the it creates a place of judgment. And when we render judgment on someone, on something, if it's Holy Spirit, Jesus, it's not a good thing. Not my. And the Lord's taken me from a place to be that being what's normal, what's easy, what's quick, to a place where it's the complete opposite. And then I've been in that place where the Lord has shown me, has matured me, has, and still in process. Please hear that. Still fully in process of calling out the good and drawing out the good and seeing the good and declaring the good. Point being that there is a higher way. Thank you, Lord. That there is a higher way, and that is how we live and abide and dwell and stay in the supernatural. Because we don't think naturally. Scripture says to keep your thoughts, your mindset on things above. And as we set our minds on things above, you will stay above. You will stay above. You will stay above. You will stay high. You will stay up and you will stay high as we set our things, our minds on the things above. As we build, as we advance, as we edify. Oh, that is how we stay up top. That's how we stay. That's how we stay. Yes, Lord. This might be weird, but I'm going to go there if that's okay with you. If it doesn't apply to you, then I just agree with what the Lord is doing. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, that as you have set me free from a generational curse, Father God, of critical thinking and of judgment, Father God, and of negativity, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are more than able to do that for people today, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that if this applies to anyone, if anybody's grabbing it in the spirit, I just thank you, Lord, that you are bringing that freedom to them today, Father God. That as they repent, Lord God, and as they choose to walk, Father God, as a builder and as an advancer, Lord, that you are coming in and cleansing and breaking off. You're breaking off those strongholds, those mind patterns, those that way of thinking, Holy One, and that you are causing a reverse. You are reversing and setting straight. And you are lining us up, Lord, with kingdom thinking, with your kingdom thinking, Father. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. So as we end with this song this morning, I hope that you have captured the heart of love that is after you this morning. That it is love, that it is love. Fierce love. Fierce, crazy, passionate love. Deep love that is after you this morning. Embracing you and handing you a key to further your relationship and walk with the Lord. Oh, that it is a huge bear hug that shakes us. So we know what is falling out. So the things that aren't of the Lord can fall out. And that which remains would be good and pure. That it would raise up and produce good fruit. If you're not sure if you're building or on the other side, look at your fruit. Are you producing good fruit? And remember, church, that we can't do any of this in our own strength. Within ourselves, we can't do this. It is only through the Lord and by the power of His Spirit. By the power of His Spirit. By the power of His Spirit alone. So we just need to yield to that. To say, yes, Daddy. Rock my world. Rock my world. So that I can be the aroma, your aroma to all that are around me. That I may be a builder. That I may be one who fights for the heart of the King. Oh Lord, I want to be positioned to edify and to build. Oh Lord, forgive me where I have not been. Oh, forgive me, Lord, where I have not been. But today is the day that I straighten that out and I allow the Lord to come. Cleanse me and set me free that I may move forward, that I may be pushed forward, onward and forward, and be about my Father's business. About my Father who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Not the father of lies or the father of darkness. I am about my Father's business, who is the Lord God Almighty. I bless you and I just encourage you to take advantage of this time. And you don't have to. If you want to pray, then come forward. But don't let this go by. Don't let this go by. Don't let this go by.
Heart of the King.